At the end of the day, you and me can buy 1,000 carbon credit in my website. All you need to do is log in. You say, I don't even have money to buy carbon credit. Never mind. You get people to work for you. Save less rubbish. All this happened because you are helping the environment. Even though you call it a butterfly effect, even a very simple movement you did in one part of the earth, the other part of the earth is benefiting because of you.
Hi there, and welcome to Swiss Impact with Banerjee's.
Come along on this eye-opening journey as we dive into sustainability and impact investing.
Here you'll meet inspiring individuals who are crafting a brighter future for all generations to come.
The potential for impact investment is boundless, and you can be absolutely sure be a part of this positive change.
Are you ready to dive in and make a difference? Let's take action for the benefit of both mankind and nature.
Welcome, dear audience, to the fifth episode of our 8-7. Ben, I think that you have two great news to share today.
Indeed. Especially when the world looks dark and gloomy, sometimes suddenly a star shines out.
So what are the news and who is the star?
So, you remember Ruben Vardhani?
Of course, I've heard.
He was nominated for 2024 Nobel Peace Prize. And I firmly believe that in today's world, if anyone should deserve this prestigious prize, it should be him.
Well, I'm absolutely thrilled to hear that good news and to share it with our dear audience. Dear Ruben, we are with you. We are happy for you and for your family, who must be so very proud of you. So let us all to vote for Ruben and support him. And of course, we all continue acting and praying for his soonest release. Now, what is the second news?
But this is concerning your country.
Oh, which one? Because I'm citizen of the world, do you know?
I mean Switzerland.
Okay, that's scary. What about it?
So last Tuesday, the European Court of Human Rights ruled that Switzerland violated its citizens' human rights by failing to adequately combat climate change. This is the first ever climate victory at the court, and paves the way for future for all citizens and organizations to sue their governments for better climate protection and hold them responsible.
Well, these are indeed great news. With this, I'd like to invite our guest of today, someone from all the way out of Singapore, so Dr. William Tian. Welcome to Swiss Impact with Banerjee's.
Hello.
Hi there, William. Wow, you have amazing background. Are you in Hong Kong, I guess, not Singapore today?
Well, I make this for today.
Thank you.
William, I want to introduce you to our audience before we start, because not everyone yet knows you. So, you are the Oracle technologist and renowned for shaping global technology landscapes with visionary innovations. You've been pioneering software encryption and the first mobile wallet in 1995 already. You laid foundations for fintech evolution. In 2014, you secured a financial leasing license in China, orchestrating a reverse merger to transform an Australian IT company into public equity. Your notable achievements include introducing mobile wallets and ISP setup in Indonesia, early Wi-Fi tech adoption, creating financial apps with PIN security for MasterCard, and many more. Ventures into Bitcoin's blockchain, culminating in the launch of Tianpei crypto wallet in 2016. So now, your latest venture, TianChat, serves users in over 64 countries, marking a new chapter in your impactful journey. Finally, you are with us and making positive impact.
So, William, we are so glad that today you joined our show. So you created the first mobile phone hard-coded wallet in 1995. Now, you are into decentralized finance. What drove you to explore fintech?
Well, very simple. When you go to a country, there's three things you do. You find a lawyer, you find an accountant, you find a bank. But the problem you have, the bank is always the biggest problem because you never get it paid. Maybe 20, 30 years ago, even now. So the biggest problem we need to settle is payment. So fintech, which is actually financial and technology. So back then, there's only technology. There's no payment. And also you must understand, I start from the days when you have pages. There was no internet. There was only mobile phones. At that time, we were doing what we call, prepaid phone cards. And that was used as a payment. And that is where now M-Pesa in Africa is doing. So you can go to a booth, you can send money, and that's how it starts. And then the next thing that we are looking at here is currently, like what you mentioned, Tianqiang. Tianqiang is already 5 years old. So we already moved ahead from there. So we are no more in Tianqiang. We are actually in the new era.
Amazing. Brilliant. So I mentioned before, so you called Oracle technologies. Why? So how do you ensure your tech advancements benefit people and planet at the same time?
Well, simple. You sleep 18 hours, you actually work 18 hours a day, and the rest of the days, you try to figure out why am I spending so much time. So now I understand why, because that's where you start to energize yourself to understand technology, because technology never stops. So when technology never stops, you only have one thing. You live younger each day by also sleeping less. So my average last 20 years, I actually have 10 years. I actually live 10 years older than anybody. So now, this is the similar algorithm. So I'm actually very much older now in terms of what we call brain activities ahead of time. And that's what it connects me to become the Oracle. And this Oracle technologist or evangelist was given to me by a very famous editor in LA. Because after I talked to her for 2 hours, he says, William, stop. I think I have to tell you something. I just give you one word. Just call you a technologist Oracle. Because he keep on telling me, I don't know what we are talking about. It's getting too difficult. So the easiest way, once he did that, now it all connects.
Exactly. And what is next for you? So what are your future plans, personally and professionally, as you keep pushing boundaries in technology for societal good?
Yes, of course, back in 09 and 10, I mean 2010, got a contract to work in carbon credit exchange, got myself trained as a carbon auditor, where at that time we only have computers and we don't have mobile phones that we can read. So we actually doing what called paperwork understanding of carbon credit. That was never my interest because I was getting a contract to make money. You see, that's what we like, you know, make money. But when we were making money, we found that something like this actually started, but don't know how to end it. For the last 14 years, every part of my life, I don't know, maybe it's a God's direction. It gave me the guidance that I had to learn everything from fintech, from visiting more than 18 countries to 200 cities in the world. Why I'm doing that? So I can understand the localization, the laws, the trans-operative, been one of the earliest guys in blockchain. So I don't do something myself. I'm doing everything as a group. So this is where an understanding of this next biggest project that we need to breathe on Earth. Why is that? Oxygen.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if you want to breathe on Earth, you're exiting carbon dioxide. The next thing you need to do is, how do we survive longer? So in order to survive longer, came again, how to make money. So carbon credit is actually, in a very simple form, is accredited IS 38, which is alternative financing. So the technical, the legalization, everything is there. But 1 + 1, how to make it done? So all you need to do using the actual, what I did back in 2010, to digitize it and monetize it with insurance, We bank that can issue letter of credit for carbon credits. At the end of the day, you and me can buy one pound of carbon credit in my website. All you need to do is log in. You say, I don't even have money to buy carbon credit. Never mind. You get people to work for you. Save less rubbish. All this happened because you are helping the environment. Even though you call it a butterfly effect, even a very simple movement you did in one part of the earth, the other part of the earth is benefiting because of you. So in order to do that, with the UN COP28, I was there. And the other arrangement is there's 197 countries. And I love this business. You know why? There's no jurisdiction. The only jurisdiction I have is UN. 197 countries. Well, US, well, China, I still have 195 countries. So if I can go to the poorest country or the richest country, I just follow. One is the tax, the other one is voluntary. Digitize it. And at the end of the day, what I'm building now is what we call a marketplace. Just like what you have, you can open e-commerce store. Mm-hmm. You can have 1,000 e-commerce store, but who knows you? Okay, you can have it in China, you can India. Everybody say, oh, my, come buy from me. Everybody only buys something because it's required. But if I put everybody, I would say every different country have their own carbon credits, now have more than 600 standards. The 600 standard is not because it's a 600 standard, it's because each country has their own rules and games. Everybody wants to own their own standard. Of course, the standard is everybody accepting, like the Rates Plus, the Vera, the Gold Standard. These are already known because this is like what we call the Rolls Royce of carbon credits. But now...
Wait, William, now I understand why your friend say to you that or about. Let's go one by one, step by step.
I have a simple question for people who don't understand. Can you explain very simply, what is carbon credit?
You breathe oxygen.
Yeah.
You breathe out carbon dioxide. You are polluting. Because if, how do you know you're polluting? Very simple. If I put 10% in a container, after 4 hours, you're breathing somebody's carbon dioxide. So just imagine, that's Earth. So everybody is going to breathe your carbon dioxide. Or even, you know, you give off some gas, even worse, that's methane. That's what you call, because it's going to be about 20 times. That's why, that smells. Now you know, that's carbon dioxide. And that is where now you can be measured. The reason you can be measured, because it has to come from origination. Carbon credit comes from a tree, 10 years, a ton, standard SOP knowledge. Then a solar panel, mm-hmm. 1 megawatt, 35,000 tons over the next 25 years, or even the food that you eat, the rubbish that you throw, the electric, just even going down to have an electric car compared to a fuel car. So at the end of the day, this is where you see why the government is encouraging, because it's not because that they want to tax you. They need to protect the earth in a way. If our population now is only 8 billion, and look at another 2050, another 2 billion, you have no place to eat and sleep. Then what happened? Just like I just now had the example, 10% in a container. You're breathing each other's carbon dioxide. So what happened? Maybe by 2050, we'll be wearing oxygen masks. We don't want that because we already experienced something similar with the other masks. So you know why a lot of youngsters, which I met, especially in the EHGs, they love and they want to be in this movement to make sure that carbon credit is being noticed. And especially now, financial, especially you're impacting financial side, the Singapore, the Hong Kong, the public listed companies had to do EHG reporting. Well, it's nothing. But once the tax implemented like Singapore, everybody has to pay, like it or not, because you are protecting. So why are these becomes a very important? Because if I'm an investor, I want to invest something that is carbon neutral. So your rubbish don't come to me. I'm investing in carbon neutral, a very clean product. That's why green fund, green bonds, all coming up. Country like Singapore, with less than 5.8 million people, is also doing this because we see things. I'm not just because I'm a Singaporean, I'm saying that, but I see we live by example, and this is in Asia. Look at in Sweden, they're paying tax. Now, what's the price of carbon credit? As high as 80 euro. What's the price of carbon credit in some place? At $2. So this is, suddenly I see the whole market is not balanced. But anything that's not balanced, we make money because you get arbitrage. And the more arbitrage you have, that let's say the poor country, sorry to say any poor country, I say a country that has very low carbon credits. Yes, they don't use now. But remember, carbon credit is not today. It's the next 10, 20, 30 years. So our carbon carbon neutral, 2040, 2050, 2060, 2070, is beyond my lifetime. But what happened? It actually brings people awareness that now, because of this financial balancing, okay, whether it's going to be emitters or whether it's be government, everybody becomes one. They understand we are human beings on earth. That's why we need to balance.
Right. William, that was a great speech.
I loved it. I just wanted to add that one of the ideas the UN came with is that in rich countries, like you mentioned, Sweden or Holland or Germany, people pay carbon tax, or the products coming from poor countries like Africa or something are taxed extra because they have been produced with using more carbon emission. But the rich countries pay higher tax, and this money is used to build up the poor countries, their renewable energy plants, solar plants, and things like that. So this creates a kind of money flow, which you finance the poor countries also to get cleaner and cleaner. So that's also the one of the bases of this carbon credit exchange. So for the next question, tell us about Carbonis. So what is the heart of your mission, and what keeps you and your team busy?
First, we see money first. It's already there. But the problem
what is known as the Switzerland of Asia.
Now, Thank you. But we look after new money. Switzerland is old money. So we play the new money. So the new money, you see, like Singapore, we support the carbon neutral program, because this is why we live by example. We tax people first. Not because we want to tax, we tell people that at 5.8 million population, we love each other. We provide so much incentive to make sure everybody follows the rule. There's a lot of small countries, less population than Singapore. They are still not able to do it. It's not because they don't do it. There's no incentive for them to do it. So in order to be incentivized, it's the tax system. So by implementing this tax system, you balance off your investment. So now, exactly just now you mentioned, why Germany would want to help a country, like let's say in a poor country, I would say the poor country, a country that has a very low carbon credit pricing. So what he do is he adapt the standard, like gold standards, which is actually European. So they make sure that the trees is tree, the solar panel is solar panel. So the advantage of moving to that country, the what we call the less financial stable countries, indirectly, because of your action, you actually have them have solar panels in their roof. You have water system clean up. By you helping them to clean up this, what have you done? You actually create a real livable place. Remember, 8 billion people we are talking. We look at 10 billion people. We don't talk about China. We don't talk about India. We are talking those islands. Even they also needs to have a future planning. We are talking about future planning, which is nothing less than 50 years from now or 30 years from now. We are able to sustain not only by technology. So what does carbon credit does? A lot of people didn't see. It's the transfer of technology. As well, I'm a technologist. Transfer of technology at the highest end. Look at the solar panel. Why are they going to Africa? They go to smaller countries because the costs have come down. But the benefit is not because I sold the solar panel. It's because I have the next 25 years, I can earn my carbon credits in that country using the standard, the highest standard, could be Vera, could be what we call the gold standard, or even any of the standards that is now in the marketplace that we monitor in the place. So my companies, it's just a big marketplace. If I can have 197 countries carbon credit, each one giving me not a million tons in my lifetime, just a million tons in my lifetime, I have 197 million tons a year Just imagine, you see how much S1.
So, Bill, so Carbonis, where do you stand with the company now? And who is on board with you? Do you have any partners or who is your team?
I'm very lucky. The team is built up over the last 15 years, because that's how we we started back in 2009-10 to have the same idea and following. My longest partner I have is 17 years with me, because they saw what I can work and change a bit on the world side. The other things we have is the carbon credits is actually gone through the technology phase, exactly what we do, from the communication to the internet to the mobile phone to blockchain to now this DeFi, which is decentralized finance, and the last part, the AI. So what it does, the AI is actually not the closing, but the beginning of the new cycle. That means, in other words, instead of me employing 20% to do one job, I may employ two. But these 2% will help me to get 20 people employed to do other things, which will actually work on the local. That means, in other words, every time you do something, there's always a butterfly effect for the next one. So we are going to have more smarter people born, even at the simplest skill. Okay, even you look at very simple. If I keep on telling you the water can be clean, what happened to that place? Everybody will be able to clean up the water. This is where Carbonis, the team that we form, all has one belief, that we all can do something for ourselves and our future generations. So they come from accounting, education, existing people already in the cycle in the last 20 years. And they know what's energy audit. They know what is actually material logistics. So I actually, in Chinese, we actually called it Wuling Da Hui. But in English, at Spring Fight, it's called Olympics. Everybody get it together. Everybody comes here, show their skill set. But if I'm able to have a platform where everybody come and show the skill set, this is where I gather the, the giants in every industry to come and make this happen. At the end of the day, we'll have our own virtual country.
So William, is it correct that Carbonis is a marketplace for carbon credits globally? Is it correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. So can you explain in very simple words the digital carbon credits and how they encourage eco-friendly choices in the digital world? So how does it encourage people to become more environmentally aware and eco-friendly?
So get back again to the money game. We need to digitize this project. In order to digitize project, we have to understand how we're able to do it. First, we are able to digitize it and have the existing documentation filing of all these carbon credits and document it into NFT. But that's the simple word. But we can insure it because we're able to do what we call rating. So the insurance is able to rate this NFT and the origination. And the next stage we have is able to offset it because of online. Even my company's platform is no more there. They still can get it done anywhere in the world. As long as you offset this, the whole NFT, the whole project is gone. That means it's already offset. So that means there's no double counting everything. That's technology number one. Number two, easy deployment, because technology have caught up. In order for us to learn technology, we don't learn technology. We learn by Tencent. That means we don't learn. We drive a car, we don't need the engine to understand the engine. We do carbon credit now because everybody don't understand. But in the next 5 to 6 years, you don't have to understand, because you will be doing automatically. You'll be collecting rubbish because you know you can get some credit. You'll switch off the light because the AI will switch off the lights in the house, and then you will take more green food.
Cool. And how can folks, or how can normal people get their hands on these digital assets? And what is there in it for them?
Okay, that's what the new word is called, RWA, real world assets. Everybody have heard it on the Web3. But we are able to do this. Number one, we digitize them. Not only we digitize them, we can insure them. Not only we insure them, we offset them, but you don't need so much offset. So what you do, it becomes a future bearing price. Because now if I have, I only need 21 tons of carbon credit, 17 to 21 tons of carbon credit, a human being, I make a year. I could buy 1,000 tons, but I want to divide over how many years I can hold it. As each year, the carbon credit has also shown in the last 3 years, especially in Europe, 20% price increase. Because now people are understanding the value of carbon credit. It's not because we actually body up, because more people get to understand the value of this. Like for instance, if I make a electric motorbike battery from China, I cannot sell the battery in Europe. I had to buy the carbon credits there to meet the carbon footprint requirement. Or I'm actually now, like Singapore, next year, you have to pay 1% for your airlines that fly off from Singapore. 1% is nothing, but 1% of the value of the carbon credit is a lot. So there's a new standard called COSIA. There is a lot of standard coming, UN Attribute 14064, Article 6. So the standards keep coming. But now I ask you, you and me as a normal human being, how are we able to understand all the standards? Companies need something. No need to learn. Come in here and learn. Just go in and buy. Everything is covered, insured, not insured, from China, from US, from Europe, from Russia, from US, I mean, from India. You can buy any carbon credits. It is a marketplace. That's how we want to make that action. That's all we're doing now. But what derives at the end of the day? Well, insurance. You got a lot. Maybe somebody will lend me the money. So this is where the platform is designed as the basic. And I know there are so many partners have came in. They've came in not because I look handsome, but because they like the idea. I know I'm handsome. Okay, don't put it that way. So they like me. So when they like me, it's not because they like the system, because now everybody can be there. Remember I say it's the Olympics. Everybody can be superior than that. If this guy is very superior now, the next year somebody will be superior because you find another method. So we always give them the challenge. So this is where I see the more people get in, the more easier it's like, where to buy carbon credits? This is the question everybody asks. Number two, if I can ask you to come to my companies and buy a credit, don't even have to think. You get any carbon credit in the world. And if you worry, you buy those with insurance. Because some of them will not be insured. Some of them will be insured. So you buy those insurance. Just like you're buying a product, an insured product and non-insured product. Well, because you need a greenwashing, or maybe like just buy the cheap one. But you want that for tax minimum, buy that one. This is how we do it.
Amazing. Now I have a tricky question to you. So with this tech like blockchain, NFTs, there are a lot of concerns right now. Yeah. So how does companies ensure safety and privacy for its users?
You answer the easiest question in carbon credit. Every company, most companies, like even US and even in London, they have to do, SMEs have to do ESG reporting. So if you don't give me the privacy or your companies, I can't give you the carbon credits. You still have to give me your company's data so that you get an ESG consultant to calculate your carbon, the ESG report, your rating. I don't actually touch that part. Somebody already checked your account. You are a dirty fella. You are a very clean guy. So you tell me how much emission, or you have extra carbon credit. You have extra, I'll buy from you. If you don't have, you come and buy. So I'm actually the easiest platform. I just give you. But if you say, I don't know how to do it, you come to my platform, I get a consultant to work for you. So in other words, I'm hand-taking from you, from the left to the right. And when you have so much carbon credit, you say, William, I have run out of money for my cash flow. Then you give me the carbon credit. Not give me. You loan me the carbon credit. I loan you the money. Because there's one thing I love about carbon credit. You have a long shelf life. depends on the vintage. If it's 3, up to 50 years, up to 30 years. But if you have a solar panel, 20 to 25 years. But if the technology catch up, maybe 30 years, your solar panel is still running. So this is where everybody will be participating. And this is why we are very confident once we launch it, it's just like my, what they call me, the Oracle Technologies, it'll be, Taiwanese will be the Oracle of carbon credits.
That's your plan for a digital metaverse, kind of, or you have more plans. Sounds really intriguing. It's like virtual Earth, or how can the or mind it help to protect our environment?
Okay, first of all, that just now we say about privacy again. First of all, we are all human beings. What privacy you have? You want to live or you don't want to live? So if you want to have privacy, nobody look at you, and after that, even you die, nobody bury you. That is your privacy. But if you want people to help, this is where we open up. This is what we human beings. We love each other. We go out and see each other. So we help each other.
Always, you know, the love and unity is always coming in the TV shows from Chinese.
This is why I call love. No. For me, it's love, but also it becomes money.
No, not Singapore.
Everybody does it. But we Singapore, I as a Singaporean, I'm very greedy. So I like to make sure not only I make money, all my people in my platform make money. The reason I make money is they believe this can be done, then they make money. They make their choice. I don't make the choice because all the carbon credit belongs to them. They want to sell today. Oh, William, I don't trust you. I sell it. I buy it. Somebody buy it because they think it's very cheap. Just like something that it's a great joke because carbon credit is not expired tomorrow because it's going to be there, even not in my lifetime. Another 1,000 years, you still have carbon credit. It's just that at this part of our life, we get to understand this called something called carbon credit. But the next thing we put in our life, maybe it's no more carbon credit. Something maybe the water might be the next component. So by us doing the first step, we are preparing for the next step. That's what we're doing.
And William, just wait, I need to tackle on something here. We understand it's profitable, right? It's quite clear you make money from that. So talk about impact more and how do you measure it with Carbonis?
It's the easiest part too, because you already have ESG consultant doing all the calculation. They already tell you how much emission, everything. So now you start to only have, let's say the restaurants, then you have the laundromat, then you have the hotel. You actually getting the whole demographic of all the carbon credits emission. So I did a joke wearing an AR, lens. Everyone you see, this guy on the head, he's emitting X amount of carbon credit. Or he goes to see his car. This family emits how much carbon credits. So at the end of the day, I want to friend with those guys with positive carbon credit. It becomes a social factor. So at the end of the day, once you become social factor, what you have? People all wants to be there. That's what we have. The vegans, everybody taking vegans. There are people who says, I cut out calories so everybody don't take sugar or take less salt. It is all human beings. We are becoming smarter. So the more smarter we are, the more we want to make sure our second generation, our third generation, our future generation is protected.
I just wanted to ask you, since you're an oracle, you know, when the cryptos came, like Bitcoin and everything, it was at 0.01%. Nobody wanted to buy it. Everyone, it was absolutely of no value. Nobody even took it seriously. Today, everybody, its value has crossed $60,000. Everybody's crazy about it. Do you think that carbon credit will also go similar path?
Maybe I give you something similar. You know, lithium battery, the lithium. Before the battery was founded, what was the price of lithium? It was rubbish. Yep. So if somebody found the value of lithium, just like we found the value of carbon credits, you and I knows the value. The more you use, the more value. That's what you see. Why lithium is so expensive? It's because you find the value. Same as what I just said, any product, don't have to use Bitcoin. Because in our general life, if you have no fish, suddenly you have fish. Everybody start fishing the fish. The value of the fish goes up.
That's it. So, William, now let's talk more about what are your needs right now. So, are you looking for investors, or how can we support you potentially?
Yes. I always look for investors to be my partner because they put the money where the mouth is. So, they know if they want to make money with me, they have to be with me in the meat of the game. So, then you see how we do it. We might not be successful. I say might be not successful, but I have my last 14 years and I have a team of people who believe me. The most important in our business is people. It's not money. We can make money anytime. It's the people who believe that you can do it. This is what we have.
I love that.
Absolutely. So what bumps has Carbonize hit along the way and how did you smooth them out in the last many years that you're busy with it?
I found that when I ask somebody, can I join you? Can I help you? Can I help me? They always said no. They says I'm nobody. So I did the long way. That's why I took 14 years. I started to build the piping tech. I used to build the blockchain. I got to build the wallet. I got to build the exchange. And I got to build the tokenization. And now with the insurance and the bank, then all my friends own, who believe me, owns the whole ecosystem. But once everything is done, I just sit behind and look at the fruit of my labor. Because everybody who believe, not only my friends, they are all humans on earth. That's all I'm looking. Because if it can be done, Carbonize is now where we're looking as investors. I'm not looking a lot of money. I just want the thing to start. So once it starts, all you need to do is prove that I can sell 1 ton of carbon credit. Remember, a ton of carbon credit in China is $10. In India, it's $2. In or $6, the one I just got one recently. And in Sweden, 60 euro. Because there's so much difference, because so much standard. So now, why the European countries are doing so much carbon credit because of tax? The Asian community is only coming to realize. Remember, China only actually got to carbon credit in 2020. That's only 4 years ago. So we haven't even started yet. So if you have not started, and you know, just like, I mean, may I tell you just now the lithium story, when we know the electric car is about to come, what you and I will bring is buying the lithium mine. This is, it's like a lithium mine. So please come in now.
So, but if somebody wants to come and they have $100, can they come or they need to have 1 million or 500,000? So like...
I prefer sophisticated investors, but we also open up to people who wants to be easy to understand. You can come in. We have two sections. The one that goes in for investment is minimum $100,000. That's for sophisticated investors. When they put $100,000, I can give them $100,000 of this carbon credit tokens, which they can change for carbon credits. They can buy and they can take the carbon credits and walk off. Then those people will say, I want to tie $500, $1,000. You can have the crypto. But the crypto is also the same thing. The website will be ready for trading on carbon credits on direct exchange end of July. So you can have 100 tokens, 100 tons, and you can change into carbon credit. And you put the carbon credit in your account. But you must be KYC because we only give the carbon credit to a company. Because you offset, you by giving to you, there's no value because we have not gone to personal level. We only help the company. So if you have it in the company, it's actually an asset because it's classified as IAS 38, which is an alternative financial product. So your accountant will put you in the company as an asset. Even if you don't sell for 10 years, wait till 20, 40, 50. The price will go up and you sell it as an asset. But... We cannot classify asset now because there's no room yet. Only rule we have is the standards. We like the COP28 where last year, carbon credit was still not standardized as one standard. Okay? So this is why it's still about 3 to 5 years or maybe a few more COPs to get it. But the day when they are standardized, I'm telling you, carbonists, I'm laughing all the way to my bank.
And how does carbonists balance sustainability with profitability?
So I go back the same thing, because I'm going down to 197 countries. The richer countries pay me a higher value. Then I take the profit of my money. I go to the smaller countries where the carbon credit price is very low, but indirectly helping them have a solar panel, having a power generation, having a simple, even their methane gas from their wasteland. It's, at the end of the day, I'm getting carbon credits at a very good price. So I'm still, at the end of the day, having a treasury of carbon credits from the less financial capable countries. But I help them to do something. I make sure the social impact them, because they now educated. Now they know they got clean waters. Now they know that they don't have to worry at night, burn down their house, because now it is a solar panel on top, lighting up their house. They can walk on the street and never worry about being knocked down by a car. So these are simple things, I believe, because I've gone to some of these islands. I had to take my mobile phone and run out of battery. I understand that, because I can't even charge a battery. Because if you can provide a solar battery, a charger, a simple thing may cost only $200. But you know how much things people love for that impact. Even I'm willing to do this in some other countries, because if I be brand carbonist, of course, that's my branding, but I let people understand this is where carbonist is helping you to be there tomorrow for your children.
Well,
William, no doubt you are a visionary in the field of technology. So what advice would you give to young innovators, entrepreneurs, looking to make meaningful impact in the world, and maybe already also thinking about carbon credits or not? So what would be your advice to young entrepreneurs?
First of all, this is the right time, because the world is in reset mode. Just came up from COVID. Everybody is all square one, even how rich you are. The property price is already down 50, 60, 70%. Even how rich the guys, all sitting in the same boat with you. So the thing you need to do is think hard. Think what you can do. Think. And in order to get carbon credits, it's just like collecting rubbish. By you collecting rubbish, you make money. And I say, you are carbon offset. You are going to collect bottles, okay? Which is about 500 ml is about 98 grams in carbon credit. You start collecting and you get 10 cents. You collect 1,000, you got $10, and you're making money. But you're making money in the social impact way. First, you get rid of it that is thrown on the floor. But when you help this, you actually get benefit. Just a lot of this vending dispensing machine in, maybe we'll call the developed country, even in Dubai Mall, there's actually you can throw PET bottles and you get money. Okay, in Hong Kong, a lot of shopping centers, they have this. They're already showing this is happening even in Singapore. So even we are doing even a project by you using a stainless steel bottle, by not using a PET bottle, you're saving 98 grams of carbon credit. Just imagine, just a machine with 1 million students, you're saving 400 tons of carbon credit. And that water company will love you, because you tell them how to make money by even giving free water.
Well, impact and profit always go along together, right? So today we followed even more.
What is the reason why you want to do this? Because you know that not only you make money, but those guys, all the people around you, you are not making money. That's the one thing about carbon credit. You're not making money alone. You're making everybody make money. This is why it is no, what I do is this. It don't have to be in US or Singapore. Anywhere I go, by picking out a bottle, I go to the vending machine, I throw in this, I get 10 cents. I really feel very happy, because if I look at that on the floor, it's always be on the floor. But by me putting inside, I got 10 cents. 10 cents is you can't buy anything, but 10 cents make your heart feel that you did something right because you get rewarded.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
William, we are running out of time. Actually, it was so interesting, so we didn't watch the time. For our audience, how can they support Carbonist? Do you have a website or social media? So how can the people yes. support you?
You come to our Twitter, which is called Carbonist_UK. Why we call UK? Because earlier this year, we are listing on the London Stock Exchange. You see, I'm there to get money again. Okay, but the other side, you can come to our website is carbonist.uk. We actually have the website updated within 48 hours, which is today. We'll be ready and you see everything on that. If you intend to invest, you can invest into certificated investors, which were getting shares, minimum $100,000. We're raising $5 million. But if you are just want to go there to see whether I want to own one ton of carbon credit, you can buy it through crypto, because one ton of carbon credit can give you 80,000 cards. Each card itself is 25 gram. By being even giving a name card to somebody, you're offsetting. You know, this is why last year in COP28, we are the first company in the world that put 25 grand in our name card. I believe both Bank and Savita saw my name card. Everybody loved my name card because it's so funny. It's square. And then on the bottom is 25 grand. I always deliver my message. And not only deliver my message, I'm telling you, you can do it. Even 1 kilo. I mean, one ton. 80,000 cards in your life, you never finish it.
Wow. So William, can you please share any call to action message for our global audience?
First thing you do, you're making a lot of money, or you're not making money, but you always can be part of this. Remember, this business is for everybody. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you, William.
Thanks. That was short, compared to other answers, but it was amazing. Thanks so much, William, for coming today into a TV show, and we are looking forward to spread the carbon movement around and learn more. Of course, I think you need to set a very good education for people to understand all the mechanisms. That's all.
Even today's program, I learned more about carbon credit today than I knew in the last 15 years.
So thank you for coming, William, and we talk very, very soon.
Thank you. And remember, carbon credit oracle.
Carbon credit oracle. I'll do that. So now remember. Bye, William. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dear audience, with this inspiring show, and we are waiting it today. However, next week, we are heading to Singapore and Bali, so you will be surprised what's going on there.
So looking forward to meeting at least some of you in Singapore and Bali. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Thanks for joining us on this fascinating journey today.
We hope this incredible story has ignited something in you. Don't miss out on what's coming next. Subscribe to our channel and stay tuned.
Feeling inspired to support our guests or be featured on our next show? Get in touch with us at apply@iisolutions.ch.
Let's stay connected. Find us on TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, or any other social media platform you love.
We are super excited to share our upcoming episodes with you.
See you soon!